On a rainy afternoon, Alex Ray, owner of the restaurant chain The Common Man, shows off his Wyndham establishment.
We're standing at the front door of an old barn that we converted in 1995 into a restaurant.
The old renovated barn is about a dozen or so feet from the uncompleted new portion of Interstate 93. 7 years ago, the State Department of Transportation told Ray it needed this land to expand the interstate. Ray purchased another lot nearby so he could keep the Common Man in town. But then the state changed its plans and told him he could keep his restaurant in place, albeit with major structural changes to accommodate the new highway. So that's what Ray did. But for years, he has been paying for the plot of land he bought when he thought he had to relocate his restaurant. The state's change of plans made Ray modify his own.
So I changed my plans, said maybe we'll build a little inn there or a village. And we went through a whole design plan waiting for the state to free up this other 2 acres to build what we want to build. So it's all kind of ready, but we're kind of just on hold.
Ray is waiting for the state to sell the other piece of land to him so he can build his dream village. But with delays in the construction of I-93, it's unclear when that will happen.
It means I'm paying for it without using it. It's called green bananas. You can only buy so many green bananas to wait for them to ripen.
The expansion of I-93 near Wyndham at Exit 3 is partially done. But according to the State Department of Transportation, its completion is uncertain. That's because Congress has proposed a cut in federal highway funds of 35%. This has left the fate of the state's most ambitious transportation project in limbo.
The property that we're standing in today actually has between 4 and 5 vacant units, depending upon how we combine the units.
On a recent afternoon, commercial real estate agent Beverly Donovan is showing off a vacant office space she's been trying to rent in Wyndham for more than a year.
A lot of that has to do with the uncertainty of what's coming to town. A lot of people are sort of waiting. Wyndham is considered a desirable area, but a lot of the smaller businesses in town have found that they struggle without the added bigger businesses that we're hoping to get.
Donovan believes that the uncertainty over I-93 is stalling development here. Laura Scott agrees. She's Wyndham's director of community development.
When you hear there's going to be a 1 year or 3 year delay, you can still plan around that. If you're told, well, there's going to be a delay and that's the end of the sentence, that's the problem. To tell that to a business owner who wants to do expansion, who plans on growing their business, they're going to look other places. They're going to have to.
The real possibility that the federal government will cut a major chunk out of transportation funding has mobilized some state legislators who say the completion of I-93 can no longer wait.
I-93, it's the aorta of the state of New Hampshire. If you clog up the aorta, everything else loses oxygen and slowly dies. That's what's going on with I-93.
That's State Senator Jim Rausch, who represents Wyndham. He plans to introduce a bill next month that will call for the legislature to look for state funding to finish I-93.
We will have to come up with a way to fund that. And that's going to be some real soul searching on everyone's part here in Concord on what do we do.
Soul-searching because currently there is no mood in this legislature to raise taxes or fees, and some lawmakers don't want to take out any more bond loans to put the state in more debt. Rausch knows finding the $365 million needed to finish the massive transportation project will be a protracted and difficult battle among his colleagues. In the meantime, Wyndham may have to continue living with the uncertainty of when I-93 will get completed, and whether the project, which is supposed to bring prosperity to their region, will finally come to a close. For State Impact New Hampshire, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.